This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today we are going to talk about why your biggest influencers don't matter. Yeah, okay, here we go.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. If you guys don't know, I post an extra podcast every single week on my Patreon. You can become a patron for only $1 a month, and you can get 4 free extra podcasts. So that means 8 podcasts in total. If you guys want to head over there, it's patreon.com/joeykidney, and that would be amazing. It helps me out a lot creating these podcasts. And today we're going to be talking about, well, okay, I don't necessarily know how to say this without sounding like an absolute asshole. We're going to be talking about kind of like irrelevant influencers and how we feel like some aren't and some are. There was this post, and I saw this on Twitter, and it was of this girl. I've never heard of her, but she has 2 million followers on Instagram. And she couldn't sell, her name's Ari. I believe her name's Ari. I saw the, it's just like a screenshot of somebody like sharing her Instagram picture so like they can get, I don't know, whatever. They posted this on Twitter. And I read this and it was amazing because the caption to the tweet was, "The influencer bubble is bursting. This young lady has well over 2 million followers and couldn't sell 36 t-shirts. Focus on genuine engagement and not followers because they ain't gonna buy a thing." And that really, really spoke to me. As somebody who has a following but not a very large one, but has a strong one, this really, 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 really spoke to me because I feel like a lot of people are not paying attention to this. A lot of people are following people just to follow them because there's that number beside their name. For example, let's give somebody like PewDiePie or James Charles. A lot of people don't necessarily watch the videos or support them. Actually, those are probably bad examples because I feel like they have a really, really strong engagement and really, really strong fan base. But say, so let's not use them. Say you have somebody with a lot of followers and the videos you use kind of like don't match. And that's honestly me. Honestly me. I have 700,000 subscribers and I only get like 50,000 views a video or whatever on average. And as much as that sucks, it's okay, because compared to these other millions influencers that have million subscribers that get a million views on a video, like this girl, they don't have the support that's there because they don't have this genuine creative content. They have this clickable video. They have this clickable face. They have this. They have that. They have this. But they don't have authenticity. They don't have vulnerability, and that's okay. And this is why it kind of inspired me so much that she posted this. Because not in a million years, I've seen influencers complain about how they're not the shit anymore for so long. And it's truly like, I think it's a scare for every type of influencer that they one day just wake up and it's all gone. Because it's going to be toxic. It's a day that like my mom has prepared me for a while now. And I prepared myself for. And I'm just doing so many things now that I think I have a very supportive fan base. And I love you guys. You guys are amazing. And it's not about the money. It's just literally about the fact that you guys are still engaging. You guys are still wanting new topics and everything like that. And I have the book being It got lost in shipping, okay, guys? It's coming. The book's coming. Music is coming. There's just so many things that I'm so passionate about what I do. But there's so many influencers that aren't passionate, and they don't understand that their influence is actually influencing some people, but it's not influencing them. I can't even say that word anymore. It is not influencing them in a positive way or a way that they're going to support them. So this girl posted, and I'll just read it, and then I'll kind of explain like my side of stuff. She wrote, "Hi, it breaks my heart to have to write this post. As y'all know, I released my brand. I poured my heart into this drop. For my photo shoot, I flew out a photographer and a makeup artist, and I planned weeks ahead and was lucky enough to gather some friends who modeled for me. I rented out a huge photo studio for the day so I could do as many shots and video promo as I could. Huge thank you to my best friend, Baby Ariel." That's the Musical.ly girl. Literally coming home early and helped me with this. But unfortunately, the company that I'm working with goes based off your first drop sales. In order for them to order and make my products, even to keep working with them, I have to sell at least 36 pieces. Knowing I've become super irrelevant, I already knew it was going to be hard. But I was getting such good feedback, and the people that loved it, they said they were going to buy it. No one kept their word, and so the company won't be able to send out the orders to people who actually bought shit, and it breaks my heart. Don't worry, you'll get a refund. I sent out PR packages to friends. I didn't get any feedback from them, which I can understand. People are busy, and I don't expect to be their number one priority. Aside from that, the people I thought who would support me really didn't, nor did they share any of my posts. All I asked for, which sounds bitchy, but like no one to shade, I've supported everyone's music or whatever they've asked me to support, and I couldn't even get them to do it in return. But it's okay, because I just see this as a setback and a wake-up call to work harder for what I want and to never give up. This isn't the end of my brand. This is just a minor setback, and it will take me some time to make my brand even better for y'all. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate it." And that means it really hit hard to me. So I've been friends with a lot of creators that, honestly, I have helped out in the past, and I've given insight, and I have helped blow up. And a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people don't realize that, is that there's a lot of creators on my channel that I featured way, way early on when they had less subscribers than me, and now they're blown up. And it's because I've been there beside them all the time. I've been helping them with videos. I've been helping them do stuff. And then at the end of the day, nobody comes home to help me. I've never been asked by any of these influencers, "Hey, do you need any help? Hey, I want to shoot this video with you. Hey, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to help you." Not a single YouTuber has ever sent that to me. And that's why I don't fly out to LA. That's why I don't say that they're my best friend, because I don't have any YouTube friends. It's very, very rare. I only have a small group because, honestly, all the other ones are pretty backstabby. I sent out a PR package to a lot of influencers, and so many of them, it was insane. The people that I didn't expect to promote, I sent them all happy hoodies. I sent out, I think, 20-some happy hoodies, and two people posted saying thank you. Two people. Two. Out of people who I thought were my friends. So I completely understand where I'm assuming it's Ari, she comes from. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of, honestly, energy to do this and to believe that you have something. And for a while, when I first started this YouTube stuff, I always thought, you get so big-headed in this game, you feel like you're the shit. And for a while, I always thought that people were going to help me out. It wasn't until this last year, maybe 2 years ago, that I realized that, honestly, fuck everybody else. Screw what everybody else is doing, and I'm going to do my thing. 2 years ago, I really, really, really went with my brand, my own brand called Stay You. Nobody was putting Stay You on a t-shirt until, some companies did, and we're dealing with that. But no one thought that. No one thought that making a happy hoodie was going to do well. No one wanted to believe in what I was doing. And the reason why it was successful is because I started believing in myself. And once you believe in yourself, you are so powerful. And once you believe in yourself, other people will believe in you. Just because you have a number beside your name, it doesn't mean shit. The number beside your name literally means nothing. I don't care if you have 100,000 followers. I don't care if you have 10 million followers. It means nothing. And it means nothing to me. what matters is the people that are there, the people that are actually tangible, the people that you can talk to, the people that you can have a conversation with, the people that you impact and influence. Those are the people that matter. The people that are listening to this podcast right now, you fucking matter. You matter not in only my life, but in your own. And if you're somebody who interacts with me, then I matter in your life. Do you understand that? If you interact with somebody in a day, if you take your time out of your day to say hello, to say hi, to ask how you are, that person is influencing your day. Whether it's negative or positive, that's an influence. So you subscribing to people that only post negative content, or you subscribing to somebody that doesn't even, you don't even watch their stuff. If you don't watch their stuff, you're not supporting them. Just because you have that subscribe button hit, that doesn't mean anything. Follow the people who you actually support. And this is a message to fans, it's a message to viewers, supporters, whatever you want to call yourselves. If you want to truly support somebody, I'm not saying you have to spend your money on their t-shirts. I'm not saying that you have to make sure they sell 36. I'm not saying you have to go buy a happy hoodie. I'm not saying you have to visit the Say You shop. As you all know, the money doesn't mean anything to me. It's great that I can support myself, or you guys can help me support me and this brand. And the money that I make from the store literally doesn't touch my pocket. The money goes right back into the store to create clothing for you, to create clothing that makes you feel comfortable, to create clothing that reminds you to stay you. That's why I created Stay You. And when other influencers, I've seen so many pieces of merch that I'm not going to call it ugly. I'm going to call it almost worthless. And I know that sounds worse. But I feel like there's a lot of creators that are big-headed. And big-headed in a negative way, not towards them, but in a negative way in general. I feel like they don't know. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what's going on. They feel like if they put a trendy word on a t-shirt, people are going to buy it. And it breaks my heart because I'm sitting there and I'm like, why don't you do something that you truly love? For example, and I know I might get some shade for this, one of my favorite YouTubers and influencers is Keen Lolly. I forget when he did this. It was around when I dropped some of my merch, but he dropped a shirt. He dropped three pieces of clothing. One, it was like, it said, he wrote it out. He said he spent so much time doing this, and he wrote it out, and he wrote, this is my holiday shirt, and then this is my holiday hoodie or whatever, or this is my I'm cold hoodie. I don't really remember it, but it was just a handwritten text on a shirt. And I'm not saying my designs are elaborate. I'm not saying my designs take hours, take days. I made a happy hoodie. There's just the word happy on it, but it means a lot. There's so much meaning there. And I think Keelan Lolly is such like an influential artist. I think he's amazing. He has a brain that I'd love to pick. I think he's talented in singing. I think he's funny. I think he's a great model, an actor, everything. And the other thing he is great at is an artist. He can draw. He can paint. And this other drop that he had in this set of three, he put, I think it was a crew neck. He put one of his paintings on a hoodie or crew neck or item, piece of clothing. And I guarantee you that sold way, way, way better than a shirt that said, this is my holiday shirt. Do you know why? Who gives a fuck about that this is my holiday shirt? Who cares? If I'm following Keelan Lolly, I want to support him. I almost bought his painting thing. And you know why I couldn't? Do you know why I only almost did? Because it was sold out. And I think that's amazing. And the reason why is because that's him. Him just writing text on a t-shirt, you know, yeah, he did that. That's great. But I want to support what he's passionate about. I want to support everything he believes in. What helps him out in life. I want to support who he is. And I think it's very scary as an influencer to not just stick with the trends, to not just put I'm a vegan on a t-shirt, or my anxieties have anxieties, or some stupid stuff like that. Like, put what you want to put. Make something that you're actually going to wear. And I believe this Ari girl, she on her shirt, she had the word, it was a long sleeve shirt, and it just said era. I don't know what that means to her. I really don't. But I'm guaranteeing you, and I almost believe this 100%. I'm guaranteeing that It doesn't look like something she would wear every single day. It literally looks like something she would wear once. I'm not trashing her merch. Honestly, if she was to wear this every day, I think it would be amazing. I think it would be beautiful. I think it would be something that's awesome because it would fit her. It would fit her brand. I don't know. I literally don't know anything about her. I'm just giving like just what I've learned. I've made a piece of merch before and I haven't worn it. I didn't really like it. And guess what? That didn't sell. And the reason why is because I wasn't 100% behind it. It wasn't something that I loved. And just goes to show that when you put hard work into something, when you put love into something, when you put everything you have into something, it pays off. It really, really does. And if you're an influencer listening to this, which you're probably not because you probably think you're better than everybody else right now, and get out of that mindset. Get out of that mindset because one day, like that, snap of the finger, your job can be gone. Understand that. And if you're somebody who's trying to become an influencer, please understand. Gone. It can happen. Your internet can go down. Your account can be... You're not... It is crazy how we are not the own. We are not the owners of our accounts. It is through an app. At the end of the day, Facebook owns like half of our accounts. And they can do delete. Gone. Forever. You cannot get anything back. Everything that you have ever worked towards, all these Instagram ads, how you were making money, how you're getting likes, how you were filling your ego is gone. How are you going to live? That is a huge thing I would love to touch on in the future of how our brains like Instagram likes more than hugs nowadays. I think that's not what we're talking about. But what I want to say is seeing this Ari post of her merch, it made me really, really respect her. Because she was open. She was vulnerable. And I've never met her in my life. I've never seen her post in my life. I've never seen her merch in my life. But if she wrote a caption like this about her next piece of merch, I guarantee you more people would buy it. This right here, it breaks my heart to have to write this post. That post right there, that's fucking her. I want to go look at her Instagram. Because I feel like influencers just, they've really taken the personality out of everything. They post the photo because it's going to get likes. They do this because of this. They do that. They never do stuff for them anymore. And it breaks my heart. And I'm looking at her Instagram and I'm not even seeing like her promoting her clothing. I understand probably because she deleted it. But that, I don't know. I genuinely think that people have a lot of talent in them, and I almost want them to brag about it. I want them to be so passionate about what they do that they yell it out in the world. Because a while ago, I'd say 2 years ago, I was sitting in my room and I was asking myself, who am I? What am I? What am I doing in this life? Like, what? Literally, why? Why do I feel passionate? Why am I any different than any other teen on the internet right now? And my answer was a me. No one else is me. And so when I post a photo and I explain how I'm feeling, it's me. When I say what this happy sweater means, the happy hoodie means to me, it's me. And I think that's why, and I fucking know that's why people are supporting it. And I'm thankful for that. And I'm happy for that. I love that. I love that they support who I am. And if any influencer is listening or any upcoming influencer is listening, be yourself. That is the number one rule that everybody says. It's so cliche, but I genuinely mean it. Be your fucking self. Don't put some stupid saying on a t-shirt if you're not saying it. I just see so much influencer merch go out and I never see the influencer wear it. If you put your face on a t-shirt, I get it. Like maybe it was like a meme thing. Maybe it was a joke. That's awesome. If people want to buy it, sure. If anybody wants to buy any of your merch, amazing. Great. That's awesome. But if you want to make something that you're actually going to be proud of, I think you should take your time, take your effort, you're spending money on this. Take the money and make something you actually enjoy that you're actually going to wear. I think like Kian and JC just made new merch. Holy shit. It sold out so quick because they wore it. Because it looks like them. It's their style. You already know what's up. I wanted to buy that so badly. I really, really wanted it because I'm a huge Keenan and JC fan. And the reason why I wanted to get it wasn't just because, oh, yo, Keenan and JC put merch out. Oh my God, it's the I'm going to buy it just because it's them. No, I bought it because it's not just them that posted it. The whole merch piece is them. Every single video they say, you already know what's up. That's genius. That is amazing. So if you're working on a brand, if you're a brand listening to this right now, if you have your own company or whatever it is, you're trying to build something, be 100% yourself. Be 100% yourself. Don't follow. You can look and get insight from other people's posts, being like, okay, well, maybe this tag will work better, or like this look or this picture is a great idea. Stuff like that is amazing, but 100% be yourself. When I started posting videos and posting pictures that I really genuinely enjoy and I want people to see, that was amazing. When I stopped posting an Instagram picture every single day because I was so tired of seeing myself looking the same thing every single day. And I sat there and I was like, what the hell is the difference between this photo and this photo? All these girls are doing these bad girl poses or whatever, dropping their butts, doing whatever. Guys are posing shirtless. And I'm like, and I looked at the photos and I was like, this doesn't benefit my day at all. Instagram has been like 5 years of these selfies and no one's posting anything different. Everyone's posting the same thing. And my Instagram feed, my Instagram feed is literally its own feed. It blends all together. It's an aesthetic and it's annoying. I want to see what people are actually passionate about. I want to see people love what they love. And I know this podcast may not relate to every single person listening, but I hope you get the insight and you understand what I'm saying. Be 100% apologetically yourself. Don't apologize for being yourself. Don't post a picture just because it's trending. Don't talk about, just be your fucking self is all I have to say. Dear Key and Lolly, you're talented. You're so talented. Make merch. Draw it, dude. I would buy that in a second if you sat down and you drew it. There's so many influencers that say they're so busy. Listen, I get it. You're busy. I understand that. You're making millions. And I'm not talking about Keelan Ollie. I'm talking about literally every other YouTuber. You're making millions. You're doing great. It's awesome. You're making a video a month. You're getting a couple million views. That's sick. A video a month. Oh my God, you must be so stressed out. Sitting at home, like smoking weed every day, that's so stressful. I can only imagine. But honestly, I guarantee you, if you start doing more work and doing more stuff that you're passionate about, I guarantee that you're going to become more successful. I guarantee that you're going to be happily successful. And I guarantee that you're going to sell more. 100%. 100%. Sorry, Frankie is under the desk sneezing. And yeah, I know you might not want to listen to this because I'm not the most successful YouTuber or influencer or whatever, but I'm the most successful Joey. Kidney. There's another Joey, but Joey Kidney. Me. I'm the most successful me. And the reason why is because I'm passionate to be me. I love being me. I love it. And I want you to love being you too. And if you want to support what I do, or if you want to support what anybody does, support them and who they are and what they're creating. Don't support a ghostwriter, is what I'm saying. Support the actual person and encourage them to be themselves as well. I feel like artists are very scared nowadays to not just follow this path that everybody else is on. Whether it's a tweet, whether it's a DM, whether it's a comment, leave a positive one saying, hey, you know what? I really liked your last video. I really liked your last song. This line meant a lot to me. I hope you wrote it. Or I would love to see something and give some recommendations. I think it's really awesome to show interest in the creator or in the person that is doing this craft. Art has become a very common thing nowadays. And with something being common, it becomes oversaturated. And kind of pinpointing something that a creator has made or you know that they've spent a lot of time on and kind of acknowledging that and appreciating that, that means a lot to them. So as a viewer, as a supporter, I want to say thank you for listening to this podcast. And I encourage you to go support the people who you actually support. Don't just support it because there's a number beside it and you feel like you have to. You have the power to help anyone. As much as a creator and influencer does, you have just as much power. And you have just as much power to be yourself and support people to be themselves. So I encourage you to do so, and hopefully I'll see some DMs or I'll see some tweets encouraging myself to do so, or saying thank you for this podcast, or that you understood, or maybe a screenshot of you telling a creator that they're doing all right. I want to see some positivity. And Ari, you're definitely not going to listen to this, but I do want to say thank you for being vulnerable and being authentic and being you. Out of just looking at your Instagram, and I don't even see this post on it, that seems like the most you post that I can see. Like, if I saw that on your page, I think that would be, I don't know, I think it's amazing. I think that caption was awesome, and I think it was you. So good for you. And Key and Lolly, make merch that you want, but props to the Key and JC merch. It's fucking unreal. I love it. I wish I had one. And yeah. Anyways, viewers, supporters, keep supporting yourselves and the one that you love. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and hopefully this didn't set anybody off, because I didn't mean to. Okay, bye.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.